It's a week today since the Bayesian yacht sank off the coast of Italy, claiming the lives of British technology tycoon Mike Lynch, his 18-year-old daughter Hannah, and five others. Prosecutors are continuing their investigation into the sinking of the yacht. And for an update on this, we're joined now by Italy-based journalist Josephine McKenna. Josephine, good morning again. Thanks for speaking to us. What's the latest on the investigation?
Good morning. Sicilian prosecutors in the town of Termini Imerese, which is the closest town to where the sinking occurred, have opened a criminal investigation. They're looking at charges of multiple manslaughter and causing a shipwreck. And prosecutors told the media on Saturday that the bodies of five passengers, including Mike Lynch, the tech entrepreneur, were found in one cabin inside the yacht, and the body of his daughter was found in another cabin. And that seemed to suggest that they were seeking to escape. They were looking for pockets of air, and it was a desperate attempt for survival. Of course, they all perished.
What do you know of those who were rescued? Is there any update on how they are?
It's been a bit of a lockdown at the hotel where everyone has been staying. Italian media are saying that the six passengers who survived left Sicily last night on a private jet, and they have returned to the UK. The crew members, all but one crew member survived, and those crew members are remaining in Sicily. According to Italian media, the captain, James Cutfeld, the New Zealand captain, was interviewed by prosecutors for the second time on Sunday, and the other crew members will continue to be questioned. Autopsies are due to begin today on the seven bodies, and I understand that will take a couple of days before we get the results on those.
Josephine McKenna in Italy, thank you very much for speaking to us again.